You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a very good Saturday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. Steven Strom here. Nice bounce back victory for your Miami Marlins. Marlins win 4-0 over the Athletics in game one of this three-game set. As always, for the recap, here is your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
Well, short, sweet, and to the point, the Miami Marlins are back into the win column. First of three against the Oakland A's. Goes to the Marlins here tonight. They blank them 4-0. For the Miami Marlins, it's their fourth shutout victory of the season, and what a night turned in by the Marlins' young right-hander, Edward Cabrera, who improves to 4-4 on the year after he just blanked the Oakland A's. For six innings, he allowed four hits, one walk, and 10 strikeouts. Tonight's performance on the heels of his best major league start, that was last August the 22nd against these Oakland A's when he tossed eight innings without allowing a run while allowing two hits. So Edward Cabrera probably thinking, giving these guys every 5 days and might be headed to the Hall of Fame here in about 20 years. But Edward Cabrera was sensational tonight. Bullpen was lights out. They were nails, and the Miami Marlins strike out 15 Oakland A's in this ball game tonight. After Cabrera, Shagua, one shutout inning, a walk and two strikeouts. Nardi tossed a very economic, quick and effective eighth inning, and Tanner Scott just slammed the door on the Oakland A's in the ninth inning of this ballgame here tonight. Recapping this ballgame for you, Mark Kotze and the Oakland A's utilized an opener here tonight. It was the Japanese right-hander Shintaro Fujinami. The A's using the opener tonight for the fourth time this season, all of which have come in the last nine games. Hogan Harris followed, then by Austin Pruitt. And then wrapping things up for the Oakland A's tonight was the lefty Sam Moll. But Fujinami got the start for the Oakland A's here tonight, and he ran into some trouble in the first inning after he got a couple of quick outs and displayed some 100-mile-an-hour heat. Brian De La Cruz reached out, and he flipped a fastball into the gap in right center field with two outs in the first inning. That set the table for the slugging left-hander who missed 14 games on the injured list recently. He has come back. He has not missed a beat. That would be Mr. Jesus Sanchez. Into the gap in right center field as Jesus Sanchez hits a high drive pretty deep left field. Blade is going back. He's looking up. It's gone! Jesus Sanchez goes deep here at the bottom of the first inning. And the Marlins jump out to a 2-0 lead. He blistered that fastball at 99. He deposited it into the Marlins' bullpen in left field.
And welcome back, Jesus Sanchez.
And guess what? That one swing in the first inning would propel the Marlins to a victory here tonight. After that, things got very quiet. Edward Cabrera was really good. He allowed a two-out single in the first. He went 1-2-3 in the second, worked around a one-out walk in the third, pitched a perfect fourth, worked around a leadoff double by J.J. Blade in the fifth inning. It was still 2-0, bottom of the fifth. Hogan Harris was out there for the Oakland A's. He allowed a leadoff opposite field single to Jacob Stallings. Garrett Hampson then lined out to left field with one out. Luis Arraez bounced back to the pitcher. It actually hit off his glove and then dribbled out towards second. The putout went 1-4-3. Stallings was at second with two outs in the fifth inning for Jorge Soler. 2-2. Swing and a drive down the left field line. If it's fair trouble, this is a fair ball rolling into the corner. That was a line drive and a smash off the bat of Soler. Scoring from second with two outs is Jacob Stallings. It's a two-out RBI double for Jorge Soler. All three runs of support for Edward Cabrera tonight from the offense have come with two out. Well, they weren't done in the fifth. The next man to bat was Brian De La Cruz.
That was just a couple.
1-1 pitch is hit on the ground. Through the right side, a base hit for De La Cruz. Soler pounds the bag at third. He's coming home. A throw won't be a time. It's cut off. De La Cruz is caught in a rundown. Ball is in the glove of Kemp, who throws it to the shortstop, Diaz, who's going to hug De La Cruz and tag him out. The run does score. It's another two-out RBI and a run batted in for the Marlins, this time coming courtesy of Brian De La Cruz here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Marlins would take a 4-0 lead after five. Cabrera would work around a couple of singles in the fifth inning for the Marlins. He was done, or I'm sorry, in the sixth inning. He was done after six. JT Shagwa got the seventh, worked around a two-out walk. Andrew Nardi pitched a perfect eighth. Tanner Scott came on for the ninth. He struck out Brent Rooker. He allowed a pinch hit single to Ramon Laureano. He would then strike out to Aledmys Diaz. And with one on and two out, trailing by four in the top of the ninth inning, the last hope for the Oakland A's tonight was the veteran right-handed hitting catcher Carlos Perez. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch from Scott, and it's hit towards third, backing up Segura. This should do it. Long throw to first. In time, the ball game is over. The Miami Marlins have put the finishing touches on their fourth shutout victory of the season. Game one goes to the Marlins against the A's this weekend. The final score, Miami 4 and Oakland nothing. Nice business-like win for the Miami Marlins here tonight. For the Oakland Athletics this evening, as we take a look at the box score, no runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 6 men left on base. For the Miami Marlins, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They leave 4 men on base. Edward Cabrera is your winner. He is 4-4 now on the season for the Marlins. That sets the stage for now Yuri Perez and Sandy Alcantara the rest of the weekend. The loser is Shintaro Fujinami. He is now 2-6 for the Oakland A's here in 2023. Elsewhere on the offensive side for the Marlins tonight, Soler, De La Cruz, and Sanchez, along with Gurriel, who bat 2, 3, 4, 5, combined to go 7-16 with a home run, and they plated all four runs for the Miami Marlins here tonight, who scored all four runs with two outs. They were 2-4 with runners in scoring position while leaving 4 men on base in this ballgame here this evening. And again, back to the pitching side of things for the Marlins. They were really terrific all night long. They struck out 15 Oakland Athletics. That was one shy of the season high when they punched out 16 versus the Cubs on April 29th. But 15 strikeouts for the Miami Marlins means that $375 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Let's head down and listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say after the 4-0 victory over the Athletics.
Sorry. All right, Skip, we'll start with Cabrera. 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, just that one walk. Is this the best you've seen him all year?
Yeah, he's had a couple really good starts. This one was, right at the top of, I just think, one walk, 6 out of 7, 3-2 count or 3 ball count that were strikes. So that shows you a lot that he, dialed it in and focused. And, when you have those 3 ball counts, you have to focus and let them put it in play or strike him out. And he did both. So a lot of really good things happen, except for that throwing error. But obviously great job by Sanchez backing up and an unbelievable tag by Segura. But, just a really good job today.
I know you talk a lot about not being predictable. How do you feel about, his pitch mix tonight?
Slider usage went up, and it went up, almost 10-15% probably. I'll have to take a look at the numbers. He mixed and matched, did really good, kept a lot of lefties off balance. And the changeup was really good, but strike one. And it was a really, really good job by him.
For Sanchez, I know it's a small sample size, but he's already collected 5 hits and is being called off the IL. What does that say about a player who's able to just kind of pick up from where they left off?
We needed that lefty bat bad. He's been playing good defense, running the bases right, hitting, got 2 hits against a lefty. He got a home run opposite field, all 3 hits run the opposite direction. It was a really good night. He's becoming a complete hitter. He's game planning. Thought DLC had a really good job, did a really good job today as well. DLC gets that hit, 2-strike approach. If he doesn't get that hit, Sanchez gets a lefty. Because he got that hit, another really good job with 2 strikes. He gets the matchup that we wanted. I didn't know it was going to be a home run, but I liked the matchup. And opposite field home run, guy throwing 100 miles an hour, just a really nice day.
You touched on it, the throw, just to be able to see him be able to make the throw and Gene, be able to make the tag, be able to stop that from potentially becoming something for Oakland, just being able to watch him do stuff on defense in addition to collecting the hits.
Yeah, the throw wasn't great, I'll be honest with you. It was like an in-between hop, but the fact that he was there, that's what we're talking about, right? Like picking up your teammates. He was there. He anticipated it being a bad throw. He just didn't watch the paint dry, right? He went and got the ball. The guy took the extra base. He was ready for it. And Segura, I mean, we work on tags all the time. And that was a really tough tag on a guy coming ahead first slide. And Cappy wasn't backing up. We'll talk about that one also later. But it was a really good job, you know, all the way around, besides those two things.
And be able to tack on a couple insurance runs just to make sure that you guys were able to have more than just the two.
Yeah, DLC, another good at bat, good at bats. Yuli, good at bats. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you don't get, the box score doesn't say that, you know, how good some of these at bats were. But, you know, DLC's been taking good at bat after good at bat and lead off, three hole, doesn't matter. He's been really, really good for us.
You kind of already touched on it with just him becoming more of a complete hitter, but can you expand on how you've seen his use grow since even the beginning of the season or the end of spring training?
DLC?
Sanchez.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what Sanchez was. I was trying to figure it out all spring training. Didn't have a great spring training. It was okay. It wasn't great. I think he was really learning the hitting guys and building that relationship. I would say that probably DLC and Sanchez both have the most fun pregame with the hitting guys, with Mabry and Hardy and Brandt. They've done just a really good job of showing that you can't – the information that you get through game planning can't – you know, you can't give all kinds of numbers to everybody. You got to, like, some guys want a little bit, some guys want a lot, and it's just, that's how you start building those relationships. And I think Sanchez is really, they've kind of found that honey hole of, like, exactly what he needs, and credit to him, lefty, righty, he's growing. Again, I didn't know what kind of hitter he was going to be. I didn't know if he was a platoon guy, don't know if he's an everyday guy, didn't know if he's just a guy off the bench. You know, he earned what he's, you know, these starts, and he's beginning to get tough. It's beginning to be tougher to get him out of the lineup, honestly. But that's how this game works, right? You earn that position. And he's helped us win a lot of games so far.
Going back to that play, obviously it was going to be close with Ruiz running the way he's been running. Is that one of those plays where you would like your fielder, or in this case, Edward, to just hold the ball and not trying to do too much, trying to get the runner out?
Yeah, I told him it was a dumb play. So he laughed. Easier to say it was a dumb play after he'd take him out six innings and no runs, and he laughs about it. But we've done that a couple times. You know, some pitchers have got it and they try to make a play, and it's just sometimes you try to do too much, and I'd rather him just go after the next guy, get a ground ball, and hopefully he's out, that type of thing. But there's always teaching moments every single game with a lot of our players. It doesn't matter if you're 10 years in the league or just a couple years in the league. There's always stuff to work on, and, you know, we'll talk about that one.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks.
All right.
This is going to be 10 seconds.
Are you coming in?
I love when
okay, Edward Cabrera was fantastic last night. Went six innings, gave up four hits, no runs, 10 punch-outs. Let's hear what Edward had to say following his tremendous outing for the Marlins.
Edward, 10 strikeouts through six innings of work, just gave up the one walk and the four hits. Is this the best you've felt all year?
10 ponches en 6 entradas, en realidad una buena salida para ti. Esta ha sido una de las salidas en la cual te has sentido de mejor manera.
Sí, sabes, me sentí bien, gracias a Dios. Lo mejor de todo es que pude llegar al sexto inning con una sola base por bola, ¿sabes? Los strikeouts, los ponches, eso es, o sea, cosa de juego, pero me siento mejor que solamente di una sola base por bola.
Yeah, you feel great. I would have to thank God, you know, for that performance. The greatest thing of all was that I was able to get to that sixth inning and with only one walk. So I did feel very well today.
What was working for you?
¿Qué crees que estaba funcionando para ti?
Atacar la zona.
Attacking the zone.
What about pitch-wise?
Y cuestiones de lanzamiento.
Todo. Todo estaba funcionando, gracias a Dios.
Yeah, thank God all my pitches were working very well.
With the slider specifically, what was different about it tonight? You guys, you used it a lot more.
¿Cuál fue algo distinto que tuviste con ese slider esta noche? Parece que te funcionó muy bien.
Sí, me funcionó bien, gracias a Dios. Atacar la zona, o sea, ataqué la zona con él, no importaba el conteo, si tenía que abrir un bateador con el slider, lo hacía.
Yeah, it was part of that same plan of attacking the zone. It was the slide was breaking well, and it doesn't matter if I was behind or ahead, I was using it.
Are you starting to feel things trending in a positive direction these last three or four starts? You seem to have finally started to settle into a groove.
Tú sientes que las cosas se siguen elevando de mejor manera en estas últimas semanas, en cada salida sigue poco a poco subiendo mejor.
Sí, sí, me he sentido con más confianza, gracias a Dios, y eso es lo que uno necesita. Cuando uno está ahí, siempre tener esa confianza, ¿sabes?
Yeah, the trust levels have been increasing every start. So that's all you need. Once you're up there in that mount, you need to feel that confidence.
And that was Edward Cabrera. Jesus Sanchez, how about him? 3-for-4, 2 RBIs with a home run. Let's hear what Jesus had to say after the 4-0 victory over Oakland.
Jesus, 3 hits today, playing right field. Howie had a couple hits and you came back. Just how does it feel to be picking up basically where you left off after having to miss a couple weeks?
Padre hoy la jugada en el outfield, está bateando muy bien. Conectando en la bola, ¿cómo se siente de verdad retomar justamente en el punto donde tú lo dejaste?
Bueno, ante todo, gracias a Dios, la verdad es que se siente muy bien, ya que uno está bateando bien. La verdad yo creo que todo se trata de confianza, o sea, yo creo que yo teniendo confianza y jugando ahí, o sea, yo creo que todo viene de esa forma porque yo me siento bien y todo está de la forma que debe de ir conmigo.
Yeah, you know, it just it feels good to start doing things right where we left it. I think it's a matter of trust. Once you have that trust and confidence, you got to continue doing what you're doing, right? And then just continue working hard and playing with all your teammates.
Can you take us through the throw to get Ruiz out of third base, just how it unfolded to you and to be able to see that you were able to get him out?
Bueno, que nos guíe un poquito en lo que fue esa jugada en el right field cuando viste al hombre que estaba retomando yendo a tercera. ¿Cuándo fue en el momento que pensaste que tenía esa jugada
ya? No, o sea, yo vi la distancia de la pelota y vi la distancia de él, vi una actitud de él errado y dije, bueno, si se va, esa pelota he dado 100% y seguro. Y así mismo fue, se fue.
Nothing. I saw the ball. I saw that he was hesitating a little bit, and then I was seeing some attitude that he had, like trying to go to third. And I thought, you know, if he's going, I'm going to get him out. And, you know, I got him.
Skip has mentioned him seeing you become more of a complete hitter. What area of your offense, of the offense side of the ball, where do you think you've improved the most so far this season?
Skip comentó de que tú te estás convirtiendo en un bateador completo. De todo lo que es tu ofensiva ha mejorado mucho, pero de una manera más completa. ¿Qué crees tú? ¿Qué parte de tu ofensiva ha mejorado últimamente?
O sea, yo creo que la verdad es que cuéntales un punto personal de uno y uno, like,
secreto.
Sí, un secreto, una vaina.
No le vas a ganar el secreto.
Conchale.
No, I think it's just a personal thing that, you know, you work on, and it's kind of a secret right now.
Just being able to go opposite field, how important is that for your game?
Bueno, realmente yo sé que mi punto más fuerte, o sea, yo me conozco, cuando estoy perdido yo puleo mucho, pero cuando yo estoy bien y mi punto más fuerte es batear para la banda contraria. O sea, eso yo lo hago como un derecho. Yo tengo la confianza de que ese soy yo y yo lo estoy haciendo. Eso no me sorprende tampoco, porque es mi punto más fuerte, de Jesús Sánchez.
Yeah, I think it's just my strongest, you know, ability right there, just hitting on the opposite side. Sometimes, you know, you might be a little lost on the plate, but that's actually what I always do. Is just I try to hit like a righty sometimes and just start hit opposite field.
And Skip said that it's, over the season, gotten a lot harder to keep you out of the lineup because of your performance. How does that make you feel, knowing that you pushed it?
Skip comentó de que se le está haciendo difícil mantenerte a lo mejor fuera del lineup a ti. ¿Qué opinas tú de esa opinión del manager?
Bueno, todo lo que yo puedo decir, yo controlo todo lo que yo puedo controlar y ellos controlan lo que yo pueden controlar. Ahora bien, donde quiera que yo me meta, siempre yo voy a estar ready, listo para jugar.
No, well, just gotta control, you know, what I can control, and he will control what he can control. At the end of the day, I will be ready for anything I can do to help in any situation.
All right, we are right back at it for a 4:10 first pitch from Lone Depot Park, which means I've got Marlins on deck at 3:40. However, please come visit us at Biscayne Bay Brew Hall at Lone Depot Park at 3:00. Kyle Seeloff and I will be doing our Inside Corner show. Our special guest is Jazz Chisholm Jr. You can meet and greet, little picture, little autograph here and there. Please come out and definitely support Marlins Radio. We would love to meet you and have you out at the ballpark. All right, thanks for rewinding with us. Let's flip the M together, Miami. This is the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.